There's a commercial on television that's been running for quite a while. Maybe you've seen it. In the commercial, there's a group of young people who are running from a serial killer. And the girl in the commercial says, "Why can't we just get in that running car over there and drive away?" And someone else says, "No, that's exactly what he wants. And here, let's go behind these chainsaws." And so they go behind the chainsaws, and of course, there's the serial killer waiting to chop them up with the chainsaws. While it's funny to those of us who are watching the commercial, it's a little bit of an accurate portrayal of what happens when fear and uncertainty take hold. It's in that moment of fear and uncertainty where oftentimes the most logical and correct decision actually becomes obfuscated with doubt and fear. And it's in that moment that we, as humans, tend to choose exactly the wrong thing. You know, of all the bad decisions that I've observed, maybe done in my own life, and certainly in the lives of the people that I've coached over the years, the one that is the most difficult to watch, the worst decision, is when the person makes no decision at all, which is in and of itself a decision. No decision may seem harmless, but in reality, no decision is what we call paralysis. You just do nothing. And when you do that, you're stuck and you can't go anywhere. That's the worst.
So here's the big question. How do everyday people like us who didn't grow up wealthy and were not taught how to be wealthy in school, how are we supposed to learn to think, invest, and grow wealth like the top 1% without compromising our ethics and our values? My name is Jeremy Whaley. That was my big question. This podcast will give you the answers. You're listening to Think Rich Radio. Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Think Rich Radio. I'm your host, Jeremy Whaley, and it's so great to be with you for this episode that I think is potentially maybe one of the most valuable episodes I've ever put together. Now, I think I probably always think that, but we're going to be talking about paralysis and the spirit of paralysis and the lack of movement, which is frankly one of the biggest reasons people struggle to create wealth in their lives. They get stuck. They can't seem to move forward. And so we're going to talk about that in this episode. Before we do that, though, I want to thank you for listening and encourage you to subscribe and follow us everywhere you can. We're on all of the podcast directories. So if you're listening on Spotify or Stitcher or Apple Podcast, Google, wherever it is you're listening, be sure to check us out there and subscribe, of course, and check us out on social media. We've got a profile over on Facebook, so you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on YouTube at Think Rich Radio. And of course, be sure to check us out on our website, thinkrichradio.com. That's thinkrichradio.com. Now, before we go any further, I want to thank our sponsor. That is Trade Maestro. You can find more over at trademaestro.com because of the loving support of the customers and the people over at Trade Maestro. We are able to underwrite and do this podcast. So if you've been looking to take your trading, take your investments to a different level, if you've been wanting to learn how to take advantage of the movement in the stock market, there's a lot going on right now. You know, a lot of people are discouraged, but the truth is there's some incredible opportunities. Just in the last few weeks, there's several stocks, several of the tech stocks in particular have doubled in just the last 4 or 5 weeks. That's 100% profit. And if you're looking to take advantage of some of those things, go check out what's going on over at Trade Maestro. It's trademaestro.com. Sign up for one of the free courses, such as the Trade for a Living 3-Day Challenge, or maybe the Bear Market Survivor Challenge, or maybe that really cool challenge, Raging Profits with ETFs. All of them are great. It's all free. And check it out over at trademaestro.com. The inability to move. Now, all of us understand the idea of physical paralysis, where maybe your legs or your arms don't work or another part of your body. But is it possible to become paralyzed in our success? Is it possible to paralyze our wealth? That's what I've called this episode, Paralyzed Wealth. And when we think about paralysis in this concept or in this context, paralysis manifests itself in indecision, in inefficient decisions, and in actions, or maybe should I say the lack of actions, or sometimes it's actions that appear to look busy. They look like something's happening, but in reality, there's no progress being made at all. Perhaps you've had one of those dreams where you were trying to move and for some reason you couldn't move. Maybe someone or something was chasing you, or perhaps you needed to go somewhere in the dream, but you could not move. Occasionally, I have a dream that's kind of like this. For me, when that happens, usually the dream involves me trying to move, but my feet feel like they're stuck in wet concrete or quicksand or something like that. And so while I can move a little bit, I'm not free to move. And at least in the dream, that's what happens to me. To me, I think this is a perfect metaphor for what I have seen in a lot of well-intended people. People who really want to go live their life and take it to the next level and do something, live their best life, live an extraordinary life. They have their talent. They have their desires, their dreams, and yet they're stuck. It's like their feet are stuck in wet concrete. And along with it, their wealth, their dreams, their abundance, their destiny, it all seems to be paralyzed. I think paralysis is a spirit. There's a spirit of paralysis. And this spirit is the lack of the ability to move. It's often the lack of the ability to make decisions. Or maybe it's the lack of confidence to make decisions. And so it looks like there's no decisions being made, which is in and of itself a decision. But what's really happening is there's the lack of momentum. Momentum is the opposite of paralysis. Paralysis is the opposite of momentum. A person who has momentum, maybe in their career, in their job, their wealth building, whatever it is, a person with momentum cannot be stopped. A person with paralysis cannot get going. Now, I want to clarify the difference in procrastination and paralysis. Maybe you've heard it said, the road to someday leads to a town called nowhere. That describes procrastination. Procrastination has to do with priorities. It's the common phrase with procrastination is, I can do it later. It's important, but it's not urgent. I can always deal with it later. That's procrastination, putting things off. Paralysis is the inability to move. I can't move. I want to move, but I can't move. I can't get going. And the roots of paralysis are much different than the roots of procrastination. In procrastination, it has to do with priorities. But with paralysis, it has to do with fear, or maybe not a perceived fear, but an underlying fear. There's some sort of a fear that one can't move forward until such and such happens, or until they're clear on this, or they're clear on that, or maybe it's an external factor. But for whatever reason, the person cannot move, and they're stuck. Maybe you've experienced this. I know I have. There's been times where I wanted to move forward on something and I just could not get momentum. So I want to share some thoughts on what could drive some of this paralysis. What causes it? You know, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talked about the six ghosts of fear. Talked about the ghost of poverty, the fear of poverty, the fear of criticism, the fear of sickness or ill health, the fear of losing someone's love, fear of old age, fear of death. These are reasonable fears, I think. I think for some people, they might hold people back. Certainly poverty. Poverty has to do with wealth, obviously. And if you're afraid of poverty, a lot of times it's easy to focus on that so much that you actually cannot build the very thing you want, which is wealth. Or criticism. You're afraid that people are going to criticize you, and so you have the fear of going out and doing it. But, you know, there's other fears as well. Inadequacy, failure, you know, that's a big one. A lot of people are just afraid that they're not going to succeed, and that fear of failure is so great that it causes paralysis. Or judgment, which I guess would be a reflection of criticism as well. A fear of losing or losing the thing that they're working towards. But a lot of times I've talked to people and they say, well, if I succeeded in all this, and then what if I lost it? And so people are afraid that if they're successful, then they're at risk of losing that success. Maybe there are some others as well. Maybe the fear of a past failure coming back to haunt. That certainly can be paralyzing if you've had a traumatic experience in the past and you say, you know, I tried this. I've tried everything I knew to try and it didn't work. How could I possibly try this again? And so people become paralyzed, unable to gain momentum and move forward. Maybe one of the most tragic fears that I see is a fear of God or a fear of God's approval. This is an issue that's come up in many of my coaching sessions where I've engaged with individuals. And depending on your religious background, a lot of people were indoctrinated with this belief that if you're successful in life, then you're serving yourself. And it's impossible to serve others and impossible to serve God if you're serving yourself. And so there's kind of like a spiritual abuse going on there to suggest that your creator, that your maker, would not want you or would not have designed you to live the destiny that you were designed for. It's kind of a strange paradox. And yet, it's a debilitating fear that can leave people paralyzed. Fear is certainly a debilitating factor, but there's other factors that are still rooted in fear, but they manifest differently. One of the biggest ones I see is the lack of resources. People are waiting for something to happen. Or what I call it is the perceived lack of resources. But it's the perception that if I only had XYZ, and you can fill in the resource there, if only I had the money, if only I had the cash flow, if only I had the help, if only I had the assistance, I guess that's the same as help, but you know, if only I had whatever it is that you need, then I could actually be unleashed and I could move forward. Well, here's the truth. It's not a lack of resources. It's never been a lack of resources. It's a lack of resourcefulness. The people that I engage with who are waiting for something to happen, waiting for the resources to be released, in every one of their circumstances, they could move forward now. They would just have to do it with different resources. And so what happens a lot of times is people get in their head the way they want it to look, and until those resources are unlocked, they feel like they can't move forward. So it's a perception of a lack of resources rather than an actual lack of resource. Or maybe it's the lack of knowledge of how to be more resourceful. And so they kind of get stuck on this idea that I need this first. And then if I have this, then I can actually be unleashed to go. But all of it manifests the same way. All of it is a fear that you can't do it right now. A fear that something's not going to operate the way you want it to. And you end up stuck. Paralyzed. There's one more I want to throw out here, and that is what manifests as laziness. People will often say somebody can't get going because they're lazy. And I can understand that. It looks a little different than fear, but the reality is underlying it is the person doesn't have a compelling future. They don't have a compelling vision. They believe that it's going to take all this work and maybe that work isn't worth it. So what is that? We're right back to fear, the fear of maybe losing it or the fear of inadequacy, the fear that this vision, this idea isn't worth running after. Again, once again, it just leads to the lack of momentum and the lack of action, and paralyzed wealth. Very rarely does the person who's really driven for success and pursuing success, very rarely do they realize when they're paralyzed. They don't recognize that as the reality. They don't recognize that they're not making any progress. Rather, they always have a story for why they have not yet achieved their progress. And I've done it, probably you've done it, most of us have done it. We've come up with a story to justify our failures. And it's natural. It's human nature. Stories are softeners. They make us feel better for our lack of progress. They make us feel better for the things that didn't happen, or maybe for the things that we thought were going to happen. And if we're really honest, it was our own fault, and we don't want to admit that. So what we do is we tell a story. If this hadn't happened, if such and such hadn't gotten sick, or if, you know, the world hadn't been shut down with a global pandemic, then I really would have made something with myself. But instead, all those things happened, and you know what? We got delayed just a little bit. More often than not, stories define our situation, which means the truth is we use stories that we create to define our life. I once heard it said that there's not a stronger force in the human psyche than the need for a person to remain consistent with how they see themselves. The need to remain consistent with those stories that we tell. So if we create them, if we create the stories, if we use those stories to explain away our failures, and if our psyche needs to remain consistent with how we see ourselves, maybe we can start to unravel how and why we might become paralyzed. Why it might be that instead of getting traction and instead of getting momentum and actually moving towards a goal, we stay stuck. And we keep telling different stories, and this happened, and such did this, and so did that, and this situation didn't work out the way we wanted it to, and that's why we haven't made any progress yet. But if we're really honest, we're paralyzed, unable to move. So what's the solution? It's easy to talk about the problem. What's the solution? And I want to give you a formula right now. It's a four-step formula. The first step is to make a decision. To decide your outcome. What is it that you want? That's the first most important thing that you can do. And then the next step is to, number two, get into motion. Actually start moving towards that outcome. And it can't be, you know, just nebulous movement. We need to actually start moving with some intention towards the outcome. And as we start to work towards the outcome, now that we're in motion, it's easier to make corrections. You know, I said that momentum is the opposite of paralysis. Paralysis is the opposite of momentum. When I think about momentum, a couple of metaphors that come to mind, the metaphor of the bus. It's almost impossible to move a bus left to right if it's just standing still. But if you can get the bus moving at all, then you can turn the steering wheel and you can actually move the bus. But if that bus is standing still, it's going to take a crane or something to pick the bus up so you can move it. It's going to take a massive outside force. That's the metaphor of momentum. And so in your life, we've got to get into motion. We have to, using the metaphor of the bus, we have to be in movement, because it's a lot easier to change the direction of something that's moving than it is to change the direction of something standing still. So that's the third step. The third step, number one, we decide what we're working towards, what our outcome is. Number two, we get into motion. Number three, we start making corrections and we start to make the movements towards, closer towards the things that we really want. And then number four, this is kind of the magic. This is where the psychology comes in, because understand, people tend to be paralyzed emotionally, paralyzed in their career, paralyzed towards their wealth. They tend to be paralyzed because they see the setback as a failure. And the failure is something that people really, really, really want to run against. Most people are adamantly opposed to failure. And so that's the fourth step in the solution here, is to see every setback as a setup. Everything that you thought was a setback pushing you back is actually a setup driving you towards the thing that you want. Now, you might be living it right now and you're thinking to yourself, but you don't understand how big my setback is. But maybe that's part of your story. And well, there's no maybe about it. It is part of your story. It's one of the stepping stones on the road to success. You have to understand, there is no failure on the road to progress. There's a lot of mistakes. There's a lot of missteps. There's no failure. The only failure is to quit. And if you quit, then you give up. But if you're on a road to success and you're ever going to get there, you have to realize there's going to be massive adversity along the way. Massive adversity. You can't call it a win if you pick up a football and you run all the way down the field and you score a touchdown, but there's no defense in the way. No, you can't call that a real touchdown. It's not a real win. In order for, in the game of football, in order for the score to count, you need to line up and have that massive defensive line to create just absolutely ridiculous opposition. And it's only against the face of the opposition that the running back can get through the line and run all the way down the field, score the touchdown, and everybody cheers because the touchdown meant something. He deserved it. He had to fight through massive adversity. It's the same thing for life. You know, there's nothing that's worth having. There's no progress that's worth having. There's no success that's worth having. There's nothing that's worth having that comes easy. If it's worth having, you're going to have to fight for it. And so I call this process, this four-step process, I call it the cycle of progress. We start with the outcome. And then if you can imagine a wheel moving forward, kind of a wheel, you move straight down, you have your outcome. This is what we want. The next step is to come up with a plan to go get that thing that you want. And then you put it into motion. Those are your actions. You're constantly making your observations, your assessments. Is it working? Is it not working? You make your adjustments. And those new adjustments become the new plan. A new plan goes into action. Action goes into results. You measure the results. We make any adjustments we need to make. And now we have a new plan and we keep moving forward. And it's just like a wheel moving forward on the wheel of progress or the cycle of progress. Everybody who has ever achieved anything has done this process, whether they realize it or not. It's an unconscious process. It's a process of success. I call it the cycle of progress. You have your outcome. You get into motion. You measure your results, you make an adjustment, create a new plan, get it into motion, measure your results, make any adjustments, and on and on and on. But what most people do, the average person does is they come up with an idea. They don't quite believe they should have the idea or that maybe it's going to work, and they come up with a plan. The plan's a little flawed. People tend to not do all the actions. They almost never really measure the results, or they look at the results and they say, you know what? This is too hard. And then they quit. But then what's the story they tell later? The story they tell later is, well, this happened and that happened, or it just didn't work for me. When in reality, if you want to achieve anything, you have to get the clear action, come up with a plan to get there, put it into motion, measure your results, make your adjustments, wash, rinse, repeat. This is the formula for making progress. And if we can start making progress, then what do we gain? We gain momentum. And once we start to have momentum, what do we have? We have the opposite of paralysis. Paralysis is the opposite of momentum. And going through this process of what I call the cycle of progress, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but it's the formula for building momentum. And as you build momentum, more momentum begets more momentum, more momentum begets more momentum. And what do you get? You have motion. And an object in motion is so much easier to redirect. So folks, hopefully you have some clarity here. If you've been stuck, maybe there's something you've been wanting to do in your life and you know you need to do it. You're clear what it is. You know that you need to get into action on it. But for whatever reason, you just haven't been able to do it. Look, it's not procrastination. A lot of times it's pure flat out paralysis. It's time to get going. You say, how do I do it? You follow this simple formula that I've laid out for you. You come up with the outcome that leads you to a plan to actions, actions to measured results, leads all the way back up to a new adjustments, which leads to a new plan and on and on. And if you'll do that process, you'll start to create some momentum. Once you start to create some momentum, never, ever, ever, ever stop. Never give up. And before you know it, you will absolutely whip paralysis right in the tail. And you'll be on to something. You'll start to get some momentum. And now once you got some momentum, never let up. Never let up the gas. Hey folks, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, be sure to check out our sponsor, Trade Maestro. You've got money in the stock market. You got money that needs to be in the stock market. You got money sitting on the sideline that needs to be invested, or maybe you don't have any money at all and you need to create some more wealth. Where do you go for that? Well, there's only a handful of places to get started, and the stock market is one of them. Trade Maestro is the place to go. Go sign up for one of the free 3-day challenges, such as the Bear Market Survivor or possibly the Trade for a Living 3-day challenge, where you're going to learn what you need to get started trading in just 3 sessions, and it's completely free. So go check it out over at trademaestro.com. And again, that's trademaestro.com. Tell them you heard it on Think Rich Radio. And if you haven't done so already, be sure to like and subscribe wherever it is that you're listening. We're on all of the podcast directories, from Apple Podcasts to Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We're all over the place. And of course, check us out over on YouTube at Think Rich Radio, at Think Rich Radio on YouTube. Check us out on Facebook. We even have a Twitter feed that, by the time you're listening to this, may or may not be up and running. But we do have it set up, and we'll see if we can't get some content and some episodes posted over there. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, folks, just remember, you were created to live an extraordinary life. You were made for more. Believe it, embrace it, and let's go crush it.